There is a film that I used to watch, and I was obsessed with it for a long, long time. Back when I'm still a bad Catholic, I'm doing the best I can, but when I was an even worse Catholic, and some of you may know the film is called Boondock Saints. It stars Norman Reedus and somebody else. I forget who he is, but you'd know him if you see him. And Sean Patrick Flannery, thank you. My amazing producer, Justin, once again with the save. When I tell you I watched it pretty much when it came out, 19, 20, 21. When I tell you I was obsessed with this film, I was obsessed. Little did I know that it is just, it's actually really bad from a Catholic perspective. It's actually completely in the opposition to what Brother Andre Marie and Mike Church were talking about this morning in regards to just war. It completely flies in the face of that. So I am not recommending in any way, shape, or form that you watch this film. I am actually saying don't watch this film. However, just to bring that up, there is a point at the end of the film where El Duce he's sitting around with the Boondock Boys, and they're talking about their next steps. And the conversation goes back and forth, Hollywood lines, fake Catholicism. It was written and directed by a Boston quote-unquote Catholic, so that just tells you where that goes. And so they ask, one of the Saint boys asks, what do we do next? With the bad Irish accent. What do we do next? And El Duce, who is the leader. The gun vest was amazing, Justin. And William Dafoe's portrayal of a sodomite cop who hates sodomites is actually pretty funny in the way it's written. But once again, don't watch it. I know it's terrible for me to say it that way, but don't. I recommend pretty much every movie, but I can't recommend it. But the gun vest is dope. Anyway, the soon I'm getting to a point. Don't worry, I'm getting there. And so El Duce looks at the two sons. Well, of course he's smoking a cigarette, and he says to him, "The question is not how far. The question is, do you possess the constitution, depth of faith to go as far as needed?" That's the title of today's show. Do you possess the constitution and depth of faith to go as far as is needed? Whatever do you mean, Midrick Barrett? Well, as we saw with the events of last night, how two members of the in Wayne County, the Board of Elections, decided to step up and defend democracy, if you will. That's how I like to say, right? Defending our democracy. That's how they say it. The Wayne County Board of Canvassers, which apparently, when we joke you couldn't get elected dog catcher, maybe you should say you couldn't get elected Wayne County Board of Canvassers. But two of them stepped up and said, "Listen, all right, there's some stuff going on here. There's a lot of shenanigans taking place here, and I cannot certify these results." Right? Constitution, depth of faith, shown. Yes. So, of course, I've never been yelled at 10 frames per second. But if I ever was, I'd know what it would look like. It would look like Ned Stadler or whatever his face is, throwing a hissy fit of all hissy fits. "I'm gay, so man, you're racist." Right? He's slowly breaking in the frames. Ned Stabler, who is a fat chunk of useless man, throwing his hissy fit with his stupid, if that's a Zoom background or a closet, I don't know where he is, but it's a little opulent for a board of canvasser. And so he throws a hissy fit. Ali, I don't know what his name is, but I'll just call him Ali, because they're all called Ali, right? At one point or another. Goes on to threaten the female, because that's what these brave men do. These brave men. They always go after women. Right? Because if Ali talks to me that way, we're going to have a conversation face-to-face, not in virtual reality where all these people want to live. Because when you live in virtual reality, you can cyberbully safely. Because Zoom's not going to kick Ali off of Zoom. They agree with him. But Ali, we going to have words. Face to face, you talk about my kids again, you're not going to see anything but the sun or the sky for 4 days. Because you're going to be on your back. And I know it's terrible if you have to explain it, but still. Do you possess the Constitution and depth of faith that is necessary to go as far as needed? And unfortunately, I have to say that the Wayne County executives, while at first having it and standing up, did not step down. Well, they were being threatened by Antifa. Do you think that Antifa is going to go away now? Do you believe that if you don't say anything, and these monsters attain power, they're going to leave you alone? You step up now, or you will not be able to step up later. Do you possess the Constitution and the depth of fate to push back against these people when they threaten you? And I get it. That's a tall order because it's a mob mentality. And that can be applied over all 50 states right now. Right, whether it's Georgia, Wisconsin, which they just announced they're doing a recount of Madison and Dane County, I believe it is. Josh Kaplan from Breitbart's breaking news. Yeah, two specific counties are being requested to have recounts in, Milwaukee and Dade. Now, is there going to be an audit? Is there going to be any kind of certification process to make sure this stuff works? I don't know. Recount, I mean, this just in, I'm pretty sure they found another box of ballots in Atlanta or in Georgia. This just in, we found a flash drive. How in the hell do the votes get on the flash drive? Hold on, there's a point to this. I mean, the paper ballots, did they just burn them in a bonfire after? What is that? It's garbage. Don't worry about it. But as I was talking with Mike Church during our crosstalk, and there really is a question of this, listener of the Barrett Brief here on the Crusade Channel. This is not going to be a Mike Tyson knockout. And yes, we're going to have to sit back, Catholics especially, we're going to have to sit back and absorb some pretty ugly stuff. Especially from Never Trumpers. You saw a glimpse of it yesterday. You saw a glimpse of it yesterday. When they thought they lost Wade County, the shrieks of racism and white supremacy started. They just descended upon everybody. They are scared, which means it shows how vulnerable this house of cards is. Right? How vulnerable this entire scheme is, that the thought of them losing Detroit for some, how could we lose Wade County in Detroit? You're disenfranchising black people. And of course, Fatty Stelzer, who looks like a frat boy with his fat little chin and, you know, orange polo shirt. You notice the other county, which is all white people. Listen, Holmes, if they got bad ballots over there, I'll find it too. All right? I don't need Fatty McFrat Boy over here at 10 frames per second trying to talk to me and white-splain about how he's some kind of white savior defending the black man. Do you possess the Constitution and the depth of faith? Just talked about the Constitution. Do you possess the Constitution? How about the depth of faith? And I'm talking about that in the fact that we are watching a lot of horrendous things. And like I said, it's not going to be a Mike Tyson fight. And I'll be the first to admit it. There are moments. I will not preach down to anybody. I promise. First of all, most of you are taller than me. There were moments last night I fell into a bit of despair momentarily. Every time I read one of these snarky tweets from my nemesis, Kyle Griffin, or one of these other idiots, the editor of the Texas Tribune down here, I get angry. But in the end, we have to sit back. We have to sit back and not try to fight these people, on this. Right? We can't respond, even though I troll Kyle Griffin, I just do. Everybody has hobbies. That's apparently mine right now. But we must not waste our time in these false arguments. Now, if you want to fight back against the propaganda war and you want to cite some facts to some people, do it. Absolutely. Right? When Kyle Griffin tweets out, yeah, right, I said it. I sent it to Justin this morning. Apparently, this dude is a simpleton because he tweets out 79 million people have now voted. This is a real number they are parroting. They are parroting this number. 79.1 million votes. They're telling you that the least charismatic candidate in the last 50 years got almost 80 million votes. Yeah, you can dunk on people for that. Because that's just ridiculous. All right, that is Venezuela, North Korea. The dear leader, he get 80 million votes. He's so good. Right? And so, you can dunk on stuff like that. But do not, and I have to do it too. Anytime you get into moments of despair, you got to channel that, offer it up for the suffering souls. It's the month of November. We're supposed to remember them. Offer it up for the suffering souls. Do you possess the constitution and depth of faith to do what is needed?